The Air Force is hosting its 2011 Joint Service Open House and Air Show this Friday and Saturday. They're celebrating 100 years of military aviation. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and the Army Golden Knights parachute teams will headline that show. Also performing is Lieutenant Colonel John Klatt, an Air Force National Guard F-16 fighter pilot and air show performer. He joins us with a little preview. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, I said Air Force. You're Air National Guard F-16 fighter.
I was gonna have to make sure I dropped the Air National Guard part or I'd be in big trouble.
Yes, well, we definitely want to get that one straight. So this is 100 years of military aviation, so that would take us to 1911. What was that, Sopwith Camels back then?
Man, yep, amazing stuff. We've come a long way in 100 years to the F-22 and the capabilities of the Air National Guard and Air Force. And I'm proud to be a part of it. We're going to have a fabulous air show this weekend, and it looks like the skies are going to part. So I'm really excited to represent the 107,000 men and women that make up the Air National Guard at the 140 units all across this great nation.
So tell us, first of all, where this takes place, and then a little bit about what's going to happen.
Absolutely. The air show takes place right at Andrews Air Force Base, and you can just Google search Andrews Air Force Base open house, and you should get some great information about parking, what to bring, what to wear, the activities. The gates open up at 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Friday is DOD day for all the DOD cardholders. They'll get their own private air show on Friday. We've been coming here for several years, and it's just great to represent the Air National Guard right in their backyard. You know, we have two great units nearby, the 113th and the 175th, and they're both looking for great people, and the benefits of the Guard are tremendous. So it's after being in the Guard for 21 years and having a great career, it's so great for me to be able to promote the product.
And so the product is airplanes flying and doing maneuvers right overhead, that kind of thing?
Well, the product really is the Air Guard. The weekend air show part, we're going to have some really exciting things, which is the Air Guard Panzel. I'll fly that for 10 minutes of hardcore aerobatics. We also have a flash fire jet truck that's going to be going 350 miles an hour, making smoke and noise at the air show. So we have some creative, exciting ways to bring the 17 to 40-year-old to our booth, and they can learn about what the Guard has to offer.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too, about the alternative fuel program. We understand that's going to be part of the featured activities, showing planes that are flying on mixtures of biofuels.
Well, I think there is an ethanol-powered airplane sponsored by the Fagans in Minnesota, and they do some really neat things with gas. And, you know, today's fuel pump can be a little bit painful, so I think everybody's trying to think outside the box as to what we can do to create more economical fuels that burn cleaner and more efficient. So I'm all for that.
Now, what? How many people get to this thing? Is this right? We're aware of it every year going on at Andrews. I've never been up there myself, but do they get lots of people?
Well, if you ever get a chance, the base itself is obviously the gold standard of the Air Force, and they probably get 200,000 to 300,000 people there per day on Saturday and Sunday. So it's an amazing amount of people, and there's so much to see. They have hundreds of ground displays, a lot of great activities. But what I'm most excited about is we have a great display with a new gyro ball. For the kids to come over and enjoy themselves and get some great giveaways, but more importantly, they can learn about how they can get their college paid for right here while living at home and serving in a world-class organization and choosing from over 200 career fields. So for me, that's the excitement. I love interacting with the kids and telling them about my career, which I've been very blessed, and trying to inspire some folks to achieve their dreams.
We're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel John Katt, an Air National Guard F-16 fighter pilot, aeronautic team, and civilian air show performer. Now, what does it take to become, it's hard enough to become a fighter pilot, but to fly stunts and air shows, what does that require?
I think you got to be a little crazy. I think it requires a little bit of craziness, but it's been a lifelong passion of mine. I love flying airplanes, and I actually learned to fly in the Air Guard. So my training in the Air Guard early in my career kind of gave me the skill set and passion to perform air shows and the precision that it takes to fly aerobatics. And it's been a lifetime pursuit of excellence. And the neat thing is, it's like a golf game. You can always get better. So, and the Air Guard has been the vehicle for me to achieve those dreams, you know, flying in the 148th Fighter Wing in Duluth and having the opportunity to be a team member of something bigger than myself and serve in three tours in Iraq and be a part of the total force. I mean, it's been a tough decade on our servicemen and women, and we need to stop and recognize the efforts that they put in and day out all across the world in austere conditions. And I've had a chance to see that, and it makes me proud to be an American.
And what do you think, what goes through a pilot's mind when you hear about all the great stories of success that are achieved by pilotless aircraft, the drones?
Well, you know, the Air Guard is really heavily involved in ISR missions, which is intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and it's the future. And being a member of the Air Guard and watching what these airplanes can do, it's not so much about the having a pilot or not having a pilot. It's about getting the mission done, and the Air Guard has some fabulous high-tech equipment that is very well suited for the tech savvy teenagers that we have that are capable with their phones to do just about anything.
Can you see the day when people who exclusively pilot drones using a joystick from far away would be able to achieve a set of wings to pin on?
Well, they do have sets of wings now already. The folks that are flying these Predators, there's a Predator and an airplane called a Reaper, and the folks that are flying these airplanes are rated Air Force and Air Guard pilots. So they've been through pilot school. They fly airplanes. I have several friends that have flown F-16 Fighting Falcons in combat, and they've transitioned to flying the Predator. So these folks that are flying these airplanes are very, very skilled, very capable, very trained aviators.
And what time can we see you fly on the weekend?
Well, the schedule is I think I'll be flying about 1:30 on Saturday and Sunday. Look for, again, the brand-new Air Guard Flashfire jet truck. It's going to be awesome. You know, and it's all about fun, but it is about awareness, and the folks that come out are going to get some great information. And, you know, it's going to be a great weekend to be an American. And Andrews Air Force Base Open House has become one of those weekends that is near and dear to me.
Hey, smoke and noise and machines going really fast, burning fuel, I'm there.
Well, come on over. We'd love to have you over. And for the folks, again, it's 8 o'clock and on Saturday and Sunday. For the DOD cardholders and government folks, come on over for a private air show on Friday. Look for us right near the Air National Guard, big, huge Quonset. It's about 40 feet high. You can't miss it. We'll be looking for you. And thank you for having me on your show and for what you do for America.